The Helum is Matsui, and the things that seem so obvious that we don't even bother to give it thought, we don't think that it's worth giving any thought. And one of those inyanim is the inyanim, this the Klolis inyan of Tzipisul Yeshua, Mashiach. We used to, our habit of talking about Mashiach tends to come in two different directions. A person who's going through a very difficult tkufa, or a difficult tkufa, the person says, "Nuf, Mashiach will come, everything will be okay," and so on and so forth. So Mashiach is sort of a way to say things should be okay. Or Rabbanim threatened Olam with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yesev Lachmine, that there'll be such terrible things when Mashiach comes, as terrible tzaras and chomus, and that's another thing. So we think of it in one of two ways, either as something that is going to save us, or something that's going to put us through the ringer. Well, obviously there are truths in it, but there has to be some sort of tfisa, some sort of understanding of the emunah and bias of Mashiach and in yarim of the geula, that's much bigger than the specific nekudas of each person's own particular inyan. I want to remark something I saw once, and I think just that it's an important thing to bear in mind. There was a yid there at Yisrael before Eisenberg's Beit Bracha. Prior yid, a very fine yid. He put out a sefer in the early 70s, maybe even earlier than that. It was called, I think, something Simani Mashiach Yemeinu, Ikvis Mashiach Yemeinu. I remember I saw a haskama there that I could only find out a second edition was taken out. I think I know why. It was a haskama of Yaakov Kamenetsky. The sefer itself was a likud of every medrash you could find about Mashiach, and a seder ayoyim, in other words, how it would look from A to Z. And Rabbi Yaakov writes, it's not that they're ever going to stand like that. He says, if we brought it right from the Gemara says that Zoch it'll be also bizarre. You can't just take these Midrash and Chazal, certainly not the very prostic of Shutan, certainly you can't just string it out like it would be a sort of a script. Rabbi Yaakov felt that, you know, this Kavanas are serious, but that's not the sort of approaching it. I saw it, I remember, I was very impressed that he printed it. I guess the other editions already his children printed, and it's not there. I looked for it, because I very much wanted to find that original printing. But I in that ruach of trying to understand a very yesodistic inyan, it's one of the Yugim Ikrim, and it's one of the core inyanim of Klal Yisrael's emunah, trying to give a little bit more of a deeper time in it and understand that the broader picture a little bit. Let's go over to Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, famous Gemara, Veshash Nachnisan on the Din, when a person goes in the Din, Lassad Lavoy, Oimrimloy, we tell him, Lassasa Nasata Bemuna, did you deal honestly? Kavati Tim Latera, Asakta Vipir Virivia, Sipisal Yeshua, Hil Palta Bukhaf, Mevanta Domitek Dom. Philohacha years Hashem Mitzahini Loyla. So Chazal say that he's asked the questions about Nasasa Bat Bemuna, Kavati Tim Latera, Asakta Virivia, Sipisal Yeshua, Hil Palta Bukhaf, and so on. So this is where we find a very, very sharp demand on a person that he be Mitzapel Yeshua. The other things lumped together, some of it, Kviya Sita Matera, for instance, and Nasata Bemuna, we understand, which is very important things. Asakat Pirvivik, it's one of the mitzvahs, it's a very important mitzvah, it's one of the mitzvahs. Pilpalta bechach mevad hadava mitoich dava, those are sniffim of Talmud Torah. Were you mefalpal? Were you misamik in Torah? If we're to look at the tziruf of all these together, it doesn't have any common denominator. Are you talking about the seidus, big seidus, or talk about the big mitzvahs? There's a handful of inyanim. We will give, make no mistake, we will give a din v'cheshbon on every kutzah in the Torah, every drabbanan, and so on. There's no, nothing going to be missing. So Chazal are being madgish, a handful of inyanim. They're obviously trying to give us some sort of klal about a unique nekuda in din, in amada b'din l'asidlavai, that you don't have, things that are shayach b'myucha to the yom adin and not to the day-to-day mitzvahs and averis. And it begs to be understood, what are those, what's that inyan that's the tzad hashava of all these inyan? One more of ara that I would like to point out, and this is something we say at least three times a day, is the first bracha Shemini Esrei is a bracha that's there to be koveya our standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All three brachas are brachas, these are the brachas of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the brachas that we acknowledge who is standing in front of, then we have the bakashas noido. So, Elokei Avos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Okay, one. Okay, like God, like Gibor Vanoir, Kelelia. Two. Goyim Chasarim Toivim Kani Akoil Nezayin Chaste Avos, Umevi Goyim Levnei Vneihem Leman Shmoi Biak. Everything until here is an acknowledgement of what's there. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Avos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is God, like Gibor Vanoir, and there were times when we Kazal didn't say God will give on there, and now we do say it because the Ashkenaz Tzol brought back the Mutav, the Yoshna. Goyim Chazal Toivim V'Kani Akoil V'Zeich Chaste Avos. Those are again things that Kadosh Baruch Hu has done. We Meshabeach Kadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize him as God will give her the Neira and so on. Umevi Goyim Levnei Vneihem Man Shmei Biava. We didn't see it. And maybe we're referring to Gulas Mitzrayim, but it's not me'inyan of the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, V'nevan HaPalachas Meisim is also similar in that sense. These are inyanim that were boiteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Maimon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not what we're talking about over here. Over here we're talking about who we stand in front of. It's the Yisyachsus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where is maybe Goyal of David Nahum now? It's loss of love for you. But this doesn't seem to be the mockum to be Goyal things that are Maimon Mun Shleima. So let's understand it. I want to start with a Chazal. It's a medrash in it's medrash Rabbah, the Pashas. The Pasha Behez in Vayesha. It says, Vayehi Bo'esahi. At that time, Vayered Yehuda Meis Echov. Vayehi Bo'esahi is a little bit, Chazal found that phrase telling. What do you mean, Vayehi Bo'esahi? Vayehi Bo'esahi means there was a tkufa, something happened. These are things that were happening. So Chazal tells us, Vayehi ba'esahi, Reb Shmuel bar Nachman Pasach, Konoichi yodati es ha-machshavos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I know all machshavos. Shvatim hoyasukim b'mechiras shel Yosef. The Shvatim were busy selling Yosef. Yosef hoyasuk b'sakim b'tanisoy. Yosef was asuk b'mitztayer on what's happening to him. Reuven hoyasuk b'sakim b'tanisoy. V'Yakov v'Yehuda v'Yosef v'Sakta Nisa, V'Yehuda v'Yosef likach lo'isha. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Yo'isik Boirei Boirei Shel Melech Mashiach. So Chazal tell us that the Ve'yehi Ba'is Hahi is telling us something about a Hanhoga V'akadosh Baruch Hu. It was a certain moment that the Shvatim Asukim, Yaakov was Asuk, Yosef was Asuk, Yehuda was Asuk, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Lasik Eresh Lomitath Mashiach. What are Chazal telling us? What's the point of this? So Chazal over here are giving us a huge mafteach on understanding a certain element of Hashgacha. I want to use a term that the Ramchal uses. He uses it as his Iker point in the Sefer Das Tumis. He makes the following point, and I want to use it a little bit in a different context. The Ramchal says the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always on two levels. Every moment when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, we're speaking about two different trains of Hashgacha that seem to us to be parallel. They never meet, and yet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu they're one and the same, and Lachas Hayom will be one and the same. One Anhaga he calls the Anhaga of Mishpat, which means we're the ones that determine what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Bechira, and we do good or not so good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a feedback to us, kefi the Erech of our Maisim, whether it's good or it's not good. That's the Hug of Mishpat, and it's ongoing from the day that Adam was created till Seif, till the Seif Kalateris, there's an Hug of Mishpat. There's a second Anhaga, from the day Adam was created till Tzav Yomim, which he calls Hanhagas HaYichud, which means that all the pieces are falling into place for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to look like in the Atz HaYomim. And that is ongoing from the first day that Adam was created till the last day, to us, those are the real two parallel lines that can never meet. It's the idea of Bechira, recast in another ishraf, basically. That every moment there's Hashgach in the sense, what's happening in the world? There are Balei Bechira, they're making choices for good, not good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs the world that direction. And there's another Hanhaga, that everything is moving to become what it needs to become. That's Ramchal's Yisoid Das Tumis. That's his point, and that's the core of it. If we ever take, how do we look at it? Any slice of time, people, events, we look at through what he calls the Hanhaga of Mishpat. That it's what happened. What did they do wrong with Averis? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu retribution? What did they do good? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving feedback? That's the Hanhaga of Mishpat. Any segment of the Bria, that's what it's like. When I look at the entire scope of the world, the entire heckif of the Bria, and I ask myself, what's happened? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu built a world the way he wanted to build it. And it was Mesamed the Sibis that things should become the way he wants it to become. So whenever we have a limited vision, whenever we zoom in on any one trap in the Bria, we need to go and look at it in its narrow scope. And it's mishpat, it's tzar, it's whatever it is. When we're looking at the kolonius of everything, when we're looking at the atzer kolonius, all of it, everything that's happening, is putting the pieces in its place so that the whole building looks the way it ought to look. That's the Chazal in the Medrash Rabba there. Every single, if you look at everything that was happening at the time, by the G'dayle Olam, it was Kol Kuloi Tsar, it was Kol Kuloi a private Asik. We're talking here, Yaakov Avinu, Yosef, the Shvatim, Yehuda. That's the G'dayle Olam. This is every piece in the Bria. These are the important pieces of the Bria. Each one is awesome. And that's the Hadgash of the Pasid. Vayehi ba'es ha'hi. In that, this was a time when Zman was splintered. Vayehi ba'es ha'hi, so it's a frozen snapshot. The ba'es ha'hi of the Bria, each one had his little limited thing, and each one was asik with his own parsha. This one for the Averis he did, this one for the fact that it was sold, this one for the fact that he was taking an Isha, and everything. Each and every one was asik. The Hanhagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, they weren't asik in their own thing. Each one was asik his own thing, and in the big picture, something else completely was happening. The tzirv of all these inyanim was Eirush of Mashiach, and that's something that impossible for us to understand. Only possible for us to be minded. That's the only kli we have. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria is Isaac in the Pratim, and the Kolonius is happening in a very different way. I remember the first time I saw it, it snapped to me as a muscle for it. When they came out with the Rubik's Cube, so the people who didn't know how to do it, everybody tried to get all the colors, so get all the greens on one side, get all the yellows on the other side. If you do it that way, it doesn't happen. If you want somebody who's good at it, yeah, it's nothing. It's going this way, that way, the other way, and then in 1 second, it all snaps together, and you have stuff. How did it happen? I mean, it didn't happen the way an amateur, someone who doesn't know how to do it, he tries to get all the calls on side, all the calls on side, it doesn't work that way. It works, you know, if you know the cheshbon of Advar, you push and pull and push and pull, and then right before the end, it snaps into place, and everything is there. That's, I remember, it's a small thing, a narishkeit, but sometimes you see a picture and it sort of snaps into place. So we have an understanding that the Bria has in itself chalokim chalokim, and the world of deviating, the world of going off, the world of kilkul, the world of tsar, is in each and every little box. And despite that, the pieces together are moving in a direction to snap together to become the Gula. The emuna of the Gula, of the Yeshua in that case, is not to believe, it's not that a person should believe that in 10 years from now, or even tomorrow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will blow the whistle and say, Rabbi said, enough is enough, and there's a Gula. That's not the tfisa we're talking about. We're talking about while I'm going through each event, while he's also pesach with hanisoy, and he's also the little isha, and he's also with this sacrament hanisoy, a person needs simultaneously to declare that yes, in my world there's a sacrament hanisoy, in my world there's lisa isha, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. It's coming together, and it's becoming the Eirush HaMelech HaMashiach. Very, very different picture. So when we have the emuna of Yeshua, in its global sense, it's an emuna now, an understanding of a hanhaga of a Kadosh Baruch Hu at this moment. That's what it is. When we meshabeach a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we say in Shemayin Esra all these things about him, so the emes is, it's very interesting. The Yerushalmi says that the Yerushalmi's Nusach Shemayin Esra is slightly different than ours. He is Elokei David to Elokei Avram to Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov. That's the Girsa of Yerushalmi. We also hold like that. The Bavli also holds that Elokei David should be there. The Bavli asks, why don't you say Elokei David? So it says because he wasn't Eved Ben Yisrael and Abbas Umar. But what you see is that the Bavli also the hairs that the that should have been a fourth person there, and the fourth one there was a reason why David is not included. The Yerushalmi, the Tzemach Lakes, the Yerushalmi includes it. We say Bavli David and after, but Bavli put him in the David. David, the others brought each one a mid of the Kal Yisrael. David HaMelech is the goel Achman of Kal Yisrael. And to bring him in means that we needed to the head of a king David, who's really going to be Mezgalo Asablavoy, as now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king David, not because he will bring David as Melech HaMashiach, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now a king David. There was a sibah, why not? Umevi Goyel Levnei Vnehem means, let's understand it. Let's understand the gush of the words. If let's say somebody is in a tzar, and I step in now to help him, so I say, you know what? He has chesovis, chesed, he means well. Whatever siva, I start the person now, I see something, and I step in and I do something. That happened now. Let's say I have a very close chav, and I feel such hakaras atayif to him. I say to myself, I'll make sure that his children and children's children make it. Whatever tzrachim. So right now I haven't done anything, but I'm standing there, waiting and watching for when they'll need me and when it's appropriate to step in. Umevi goyel levnei vnehem means, HaKadosh, from the day that he was nishvat Avram on his banav, bnei banav, it's ongoing. It's behester because it's not the moment for the thing to come together, but it's an ongoing hanhaga that's happening all the time. And when it comes to a head, it's not the pshat that now I snap the calls in place. It's I've been making 50 moves, 100 moves to get it all together. I couldn't see it until now. I didn't see the colors coming together. But when I snap it into place, it's been happening all along. So the tfisa and the amuna of maybe girl of Nehem is not that Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the gula, but that Kadosh Baruch Hu is asur b'gulas and b'bias Rosh Hashiach now. There's a name for it. There is one of the shemas of Kadosh Baruch Hu is this. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him, if they'll ask me what your name is, what should I tell them? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, my name is Erke Hashem. What was the conversation? The conversation was, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu presenting himself? The name is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being megal himself. How do I call what I see? And since in Mitzrayim, it was Hester, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael was was almost completely Nisan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi says, he was like he was this Alim from them. So Moshe said, I can't give that a name. What's the name that I call for that Arhavim? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, my name today is Ereke. And in many ways, that is a much deeper, it's a higher darga than Yudke Vavke. It's the same type of name. It both means existence, Russian Havaya, but there's an oimek. Yudke Vavke is where we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its totality. And it's shayach to me, it's this gala to me. The name of Erke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, the Zohar says, Anos Zomin Lemehavim. I am getting ready. When you're mezamin something, means you're preparing something to be megala myself. I can't deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu begilui, but I need to deher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preparing himself to megala. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Erke Hashem Erke. And Moshe said, I'm going to devastate them. I'm going to tell them there'll be more tzaris, there'll be loss. So he said, you're right, tell them Erke Shulchan. What it means is, in the Oimek Hadava, Erke Hashem Erke means it makes no difference what tsar and what tsar they're in. It's all going to, it's not a new, it's if I tell you, you know what, every time I'm your doctor and you're going to have many, many issues, every time you have an issue, come back to me. So I'll be mevasa the person that is going to have more and more machas. That's a terrible, that's not a good psula. If I tell the person, the pill I'm giving to you will place be mechazik your immune system, and no matter what will come to you, it will keep functioning and not be affected by it, then I'm telling you a psula teiva. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was, In as much as your tefis, the tzaris, from the perspective of Erke, then it's the same, because no matter what will happen, it's now fakir. It's another five twists. It's another five twists, and so on. So Moshe said they can't hear it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you're right. They can only hear Erke. But mitzad the teichen of Erke, it's Erke she'erke. It's the only name that stays there. I want to add page there. The name Yudke Vavke includes in it Hoya Hoyve Ve'yir, but it's three separate tenses. It's the Shema Yudke Vavke. You mefarish it. There is an asid, there's a hoyve, and there's an avar. So there's a certain ischalkus. There's a certain ischalkus in there that I'm marking that what was the Nisim Mitzrayim and what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm marking that was Mani Dorilum today is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm marking the Losed Lovi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in my tefisa, there's a certain ischalkus. When I'm talking about Erke she'erke, it's always Asidus. It means every part that's happening that happened yesterday and that's happening now, and that's happening, that will happen tomorrow, is one law of Mahalach, to bring things to a certain point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. So it's not, it's on the one hand, the tefisa of Erke, the understanding of Erke is emunah. It's very difficult for us, because it's not something that we can even deher really now. We're not living with it now. But mitzad, it's content. It's kol kuloi asidus. Let's go back to just the Chazal here, and then we'll try to sum up. The yon that Chazal said in Dima Din, the Maral says a little vague, but I think this is the Nekuda. These are all yonim that are not immediate. Asakta bepir v'rivya means did you shtel avek the future. These are all in yanim that are moilit. These are yanim of moilada. Masal matin is an inyan that takes what's there and it brings out certain potentials. the inyanim seem to be all inyanim that a person has to be oisik in the bria, not only what is. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah. Do I know it? Yeah, I memorized the whole Torah from Bereishis to Nivra. So I can say it backwards and forwards. Did you pull out from it what's in it? You lived the life. Were you moil the dairis? Did you bring out to the future? It then seems to be this mahalach of the Yom HaDin that we're talking about. Let's, as a supplier, it sounds like these are things that are extremely, extremely, that they are there. We're talking about Ramda, Ulum, Shal, Ulum. I want to inherit how a person uses this emotionally to inherit the world around him. If a person has difficult kufis, a person had difficult kufis. So, when a person hopes things will be better, we hope they'll be better. It's a hope. That's called a kivu. Kivu means a hope. It's not. I don't have a basis for it, but I'm hoping. I have a muna. This is for the good. It's very hard when we talk about earthly things. There's some things that's very hard to translate them into that it could have been worse. It's very hard, and sometimes you have a sense of the person is not being real now. But there's another way to understand it if a person has a different tfisa on what the world is about. If we understand that the world the way we have it is not what it should be, and it's not, that doesn't need any hamaka, that's pretty pashut, unless a person is blind. It's a world that suffers from all the kukulim, all the deiris, and now personal kukulim, and so on. And the one emunah mutsakas we have is that no matter what we're doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awesome to bring Eilos HaMashiach. And how much, whether it needs a twist this way or twist that way. Looking with a little bit of thoughtful eyes on the deiris that we saw. I mean, Kal Yisrael was doing what Kasa was doing, and then a wind came and blew away 200 years ago, took Shlomo Ben Yisrael and made them fry. I mean, Kal Yisrael, the level at which Kal Yisrael lost it is incredible. If you look at the Divrei Hayomim, Kal Yisrael, from the mid-1700s till today, and Meinach Gisa, all of a sudden the wind came and returned Chalokim, Chalokim, Chayisrael, that never was either. Do we have an understanding of it? I don't have an understanding, but the one thing I need to understand is it is a constant movement of the pieces to get to a certain place. And every step is a step forward. And that's Be'etzim, if a person puts his tzipia into Yeshua. The difference between tzipia and kivui is kivui means I have a hope. Tzipia means I see it now, but it's far away. A tzipia is someone that stands far and sees something in the distance. Kivui means it's difficult now, and I hope it'll be good, and I have the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it good. Okay, that's it. It's certain justified view of it. But tzipia is a much deeper. Tzipia of Yeshua means to look at things in a different light and looking at it in the big picture and understanding that mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no regression, there's no stam wandering, everything is moving in a certain mahalach. That's the core of the emunah of Kal Yisrael and Bias HaMashiach. It's not focused on my particular tzar. Yosef also sagt that he's saying. Everybody's living in tainus and in avelus. It's got to do with the herring of what it is that I need to align myself with where the hashgacha is going. That the bria as a whole needs to come to the place it was. So this other needs to return to the way it was. A Kalal Yisrael. The whole world needs to return to the matzah that it's supposed to be. And despite the fact, it's not that despite the kilkulim and despite the troubles and despite the tzaras, the sorrows, the Prophet will still make it good. It's not despite. It's the mahalach. And we can't possibly know and understand it. When you come along with simple kind of explanations, oh, this is for this, this is for this, this is for this. So you're taking it, you're taking the Shem, you're taking the deepest side of the Bria and sort of changing it for small change. Yeah, this is because this, because that, because of that. In 10 minutes, we're Masada the world. A Chazal here, a Pasuk here, a Vata from a Rebbe there, and it's Mesudah. And you're talking about things that, this is where you say, devise or Yisrael from the Bria. The Bria is shayat to the world of the Mishpat, and we have the right and obligation on personal tsar and tsaris to see Hashkafa and to make to be mitakel with the sakit. But to give a global understandings, I mean you're talking about the razim of the world, and we kind of sort of get sort of, it takes like this to figure it out. It needs an extraordinary emuna, which on the one hand means the right understanding that this is the sinus of you, which means I don't understand. And on the other hand, a tremendous emuna that I know, I don't know how, and I'm baffled. But I know one thing, that every piece is a step on the way to something. When you're able to have that type of dehar, that type of approach, it means a person understands the difficulties as difficulties. The sakin, the panisoi, that each person is engaged in is real, and it's emes, and it's the right thing in the right time, the right place. And a person says, and I know and understand, despite the fact that I don't begin to understand how, that now every step is a piece in the place, in the right place of it. And I understand that the maybe goyel of Leinem is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring a gula, Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a gula. And I understand it because that's the deepest emunah of Am Yisrael. If a person is mischazik, and it takes a lot of thought to be mischazik, it's not to cover up reality, but to understand there's another reality that comes along parallel. And a person is takes what he needs to take from the difficult tufas, and a person understands that there's a bigger picture. And if we'll zeicha, the Eirush of Mashiach means Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Meir and Nayib. And when that Eirush in the Sigala, that's the first time that we will have the Deher and understanding what's been the maybe goyel of Nev Nehem all the days. Yeah.